Chapter 21. The king's heart is in Yahweh's hand, like the watercourses. He turns it wherever he desires. Every way of a man is right in his own eyes, but Yahweh weighs the hearts. To do righteousness and justice is more acceptable to Yahweh than sacrifice. A high look and a proud heart, the lamp of the wicked, is sin. The plans of the diligent surely lead to profit, and everyone who is hasty surely rushes to poverty. Getting treasures by a lying tongue is a fleeting vapor for those who seek death. The violence of the wicked will drive them away because they refuse to do what is right. The way of the guilty is devious, but the conduct of the innocent is upright. It is better to dwell in the corner of the housetop than to share a house with a contentious woman. The soul of the wicked desires evil. His neighbor finds no mercy in his eyes. When the mocker is punished, the simple gains wisdom. When the wise is instructed, he receives knowledge. The righteous one considers the house of the wicked and brings the wicked to ruin. Whoever stops his ears at the cry of the poor, he will also cry out, but shall not be heard. A gift in secret pacifies anger, and a bribe in the cloak, strong wrath. It is joy to the righteous to do justice, but it is a destruction to the workers of iniquity. The man who wanders out of the way of understanding shall rest in the assembly of the dead. He who loves pleasure shall be a poor man. He who loves wine and oil shall not be rich. The wicked is a ransom for the righteous, the treacherous for the upright. It is better to dwell in a desert land than with a contentious and fretful woman. There is precious treasure and oil in the dwelling of the wise, but a foolish man swallows it up. He who follows after righteousness and kindness finds life, righteousness, and honor. A wise man scales the city of the mighty and brings down the strength of its confidence. Whoever guards his mouth and his tongue keeps his soul from troubles. The proud and haughty man, scoffer is his name, he works in the arrogance of pride. The desire of the sluggard kills him, for his hands refuse to labor. There are those who covet greedily all day long, but the righteous give and don't withhold. The sacrifice of the wicked is an abomination. How much more when he brings it with a wicked mind? A false witness will perish, and a man who listens speaks to eternity. a wicked man hardens his face. But as for the upright, he establishes his ways. There is no wisdom, nor understanding, nor counsel against Yahweh. The horse is prepared for the day of battle, but victory is with Yahweh.